This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Donna, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, you know, a little butt hurt from that back door.
Oh, boy. what went wrong? How did this happen?
Man, there's so many things. Now that I've had actual time to like sit here and think, there's so many things went wrong, you know, trying to have an all-girl alliance on day two with people you just met, and it's like seven of us. That's a big number. Very big number. We should have downsized, just pick like maybe a few people. But I get the premise. We're all trying to like get this girl thing happening. It could have worked because we would have outnumbered a lot of people. This would have been great. But it's like you have a lot of new people that don't know each other. How is that going to work, right? So now that I really do sit here and reflect, I can see there's a few cracks in that one.
Yeah, we've been talking about this, and that I wonder if part of it too is that like you don't feel like you've been chosen to join the alliance because you automatically have like the card for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there needs to be, I think, a lot of like reassurance and like, hey, we are actually choosing to do this, you know?
Yes, exactly. And I've always been thinking like we have so many different types of people. We all communicate differently. We all need reassurance in different ways and different like frequencies. Like Bailey, I need to talk to her every few hours. I love you, Bailey. I love her. Regular Bailey. You know, and Lexis, she can go 5 days without saying hi to you and she still thinks you're good with her. So it's like very contrasting like communication styles. Very hard to deal with.
Well, let's talk about Spicy V, because ultimately she was the cause of your downfall here.
Yes.
So obviously Spicy V, she comes in with Anthony. They do have a bit of a relationship outside the house. Of course, they're going to downplay that inside the house. What was it about Spicy V that like really, because all of the women seem to trust her almost more than any of the other women. But despite that, she was kind of, you know, the one that maybe they needed to look out for the most.
it's funny because if anything, I think she's like the female Anthony. So same thing is happening on the guy side. Mm-hmm. You have all the guys looking at Anthony as if he's a god, like he's going to be untouchable. Like it's going to be a girl that takes him out. I do not see one guy cheering on him. I swear to God, like with Spicy, she was just so good at downplaying her relationship with him, but not just personal, but game. So I was talking to her and like, she was talking to us and she's like really saying like, wow, why is Dougie always like blowing me off? I try to talk to him. He never talks game with me. I feel offended because I'm the only other all-star. He should be wanting to talk game with me. Right. And it's like, she had me freaking convinced until it was her HOH. I was like, like Bailey and I are in the kitchen there. We're talking like, well, why do I keep seeing Anthony going up there like a few times a day? But then I was like, aha, he's trying to run her HOH. She can't be working with him. So I kind of jumped the gun on that. I should have thought about it more and been like, wait, what if there's something that Spicy like isn't letting on, right? So I just had too much faith in the girl, you know?
It seemed like some of the initial tension within the women was surrounded sort of around Lexis.
Yes.
And I think from our perspective, we actually saw like Spicy kind of like lighting that flame.
Really?
And then going to Lexis and being like, Donna's doing all this.
Shut up. Are you kidding me? That's nuts.
No, we don't have live feeds. We just have the drops in the episode. So like we are missing some context, but like that definitely was what it seemed like was happening.
We were pitted against each other. That is so crazy. I had no idea. As I haven't really watched much, like I'm going to wait and probably like wait a day or two, you know, let the PTSD like simmer. You know, that's nuts. I had no idea that she was like pitting us. It was like, cause she like heard my insecurity and probably like ran with it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's so how, like, what was your perspective on your relationship with Lexis sort of through the game?
We're just very different people. I'm like a puppy. When it comes to like new people, I need someone to like want to pet me and like give me some attention. Her, like, she could just be a bear in a cave hibernating and she's fine. So like right off the bat, I'm like, I don't feel like she's welcoming and like giving me a warm welcome and just like reaching out to me. So I was like, does she hate me? So then I give off that energy back of like awkward. So we were just awkward until we finally had that. I don't know if it was aired, but there was like a big chat where we're in the HOH room, we're discussing Lexis, and we're like, I was like, well, you're doing a great damn job. Is I don't think you're with the girls anymore. Like, you're doing great with Matt. Keep it up. I'm glad we had this chat because I thought you were not with us anymore. So, wow.
Okay. Well, talk to me about the East Coast Alliance.
So I don't know what they're broadcasting out there. Everybody keeps asking about me or asking about this today, but it's more so an agreement of like, I got you, you look up for me. Right. It's, we're never talking game. It's just like, outside of like the Big Sister Alliance, I had this group of like some really close friends, Todd Bailey, first of all, love them. And then V-Big's in there too. And I'm like, okay, I'm looking up for him. He's a floater. So I'm like, he's good to have. Maybe I'll need to sway a vote, right? So it was never like we're pulling them in for like huge game talk. It was more so like, you hear my name, you let me know, and vice versa. And we would just give it silly names. But yeah, I don't know what, if they were trying to make it like a big thing, but if anything, there was like a Todd, Bailey, and Donna thing eventually in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it seemed like from our perspective, at least, like there was potential for something to eventually build, but that there wasn't anything really solid yet.
Vivek, I just could not depend on him. I would like, can you please give me an answer on this? Like, are you going to support me? Or like, so, like anytime I needed an answer, he just couldn't give me one. I was like, you're playing the middleman, aren't you? So I knew that like halfway in. I'm like, oh, I can't rely on him, but I still might need him. So keep him around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to me a bit about Vivek, because we saw just in today's drop with the campaigning for you to stay. It seemed like there was a lot of back and forth with Vivek about like, is he willing to keep you? Is he not willing to keep you? Ultimately, we see that he did not vote to keep you.
Clearly, he didn't think it was good to keep a target in the house when he was just in my shoes, right? I think that's a little bad for his game, to be honest. He was the target, like the whole house. They heard this. I don't know if it was a lie because you never know what's real. There's this big rumor going around like he's saying this, he's saying that. Everybody's saying his name. There's a big blow up. He's a perfect target. He was going to go home. If he didn't win that POV, or sorry, if Dennis didn't win that POV and take him off, he was going to go home. So he's in my shoes. He understands how bad it is to go against Goose. I was like, hello, you're the only target, maybe you and Tola. So now I'm a new target in the house, which is scary. But you should look at this as an advantage for you. You want another target. If there's now two targets and you, that's better. If it's you and Tola, that's wrong here. If it's you and Tola, it's one of you goes, you know, on the block. But if there's three of us, there's a good chance that you won't even touch the block for a week. Like, think about it, you know, like you are kind of the bottom of the totem pole, like, because you're more of a floater. Like, people are looking at you as a target. And in this house, it's so quick. You just want to keep the targets in. Vote out the pawn star and keep the people that people are looking at, because they won't look at you later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, tell me about the confrontation with Vivek up in the HOH room. Him and Bailey kind of went at it.
So he definitely hurt Bailey's feelings, because we had that East Coast thing. Spicy V, I don't know what she did in that conversation. Scared him or something, because he's out here throwing Todd and Bailey as nominee potentials.
She basically was just like refused to hear anything other than him saying those names. Like, totally set him up.
No way. Yeah, because that's not good, eh? I want to watch that clip. So I'm in this conversation, and all I know, at this point is Vivek just started yapping like a canary, or singing like a canary, and said, Todd and Bailey, and you really can't trust Bailey. And Bailey had his back. Like, she was very hurt, and she's just a passionate, fiery person. It might look like she's bullying or something, but she's trying to get to the bottom of the point. Like, he's going around saying, we have an alliance, apparently, to her. And she's like, is there an alliance? And he goes, no. And then she goes, well, why did you just say it? You were just that covered. You know, she's like, she's trying to get to the point, and she's hurt. And she's a very explosive gal sometimes. I love her, though.
All right. Well, I also have to, of course, ask about the smooch there.
It's trending topic of the day. Do it. Go ahead.
what's happening? How serious is the smooch?
Well, you know, we're talking about going somewhere after he gets out of the house eventually. So I don't want to see him too soon, but I do want to go on this trip. Like, hurry up. I'm going to the airport by myself. I don't know how much you watch and in the dailies and stuff. Like, we were really close friends. And then eventually, halfway in that game, like, it definitely did turn to a more romantic thing. And it was really nice because I could really count on him. He was literally on slot for a week. And when I got put up as the replacement nominee, he offered to make me spaghetti. Like, he wanted to cook for me. I'm like, you literally can barely move from that couch and even like sit up and laugh at a joke. Like, you're so low energy and like sad yourself. Like, I will wait for you to get off stop and we'll cook together and eat together, because I don't want to eat in front of you. That's crazy. But he's so selfless and he's really loving, and it just organically happened. But yeah, I don't know. And then on that last night, when I knew like I'm not getting the campaign votes, like, it's just not going to work. I'm too much of a candidate. Like, I'm too much of a strong player that they want to kick me out. If they don't kick me out, it'd be dumb, as I'd be there till the end. So good on them. But like, yeah, I let him kiss me. There was definitely some chemistry, and I am excited to see him again for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Donna. This was great.
Yeah, I know. I had a lot of fun with you. This is fun.